a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Chaplain Pastor John Fetty with the Pierre Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance is Paige Ann Hemingway from Huron.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you who have given us wisdom and tact and ability in the past, and so many blessings, even the clothes we wear and the food we eat, we thank you. We pray now for the ability to conduct the affairs of this great body and this great state. We pray also that you would be with our military, grant them safety, draw them to you. But Lord, we also ask that you give their leaders wisdom. Now, Father, we look forward to the answers to our prayers. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will please call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Boland, Schmack, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Fiker, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hawks, Hawley, Heinemann, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Langer, Lateral, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nielsen, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rousum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Verschiel, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, Speaker Gosch.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 11th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Journal is approved. We have a special legislative an LRC intern who's been helping us keep our computers running, making sure our programs are on the computers and iPads and devices, that we're able to connect to the internet, that we can look at our bills, that we have all the programs working, that we can print to our printers, and this is his last day with us. We would like to thank Jeremiah Klum for his work. He's the brother of Josh Klum, committee secretary. Jeremiah, come up here and be recognized by the body. I'd also like to thank President Jim Abbott of the University of South Dakota and Charlie Coyote, who provided dome dogs in the Capitol Rotunda today, and the bottles of water that you've had on your desk. Let's give them a round of applause. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1084, 1099, and H.J.R. 1002 do pass. David Lust, Chair. House Bill 1003 do pass. Or the Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1003 do pass. Jacqueline Sly, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1104 and 1108 do pass, and House Bill 1080 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Roger D. Solem, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1111 and 1113 do pass. House Bill 1128 was tabled, and House Bill 1124 was sent to the 41st legislative day. Fred W. Romkema, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1100 do pass. House Bill 1118 and 1119 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1116 was sent to the 41st legislative day. Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bills 1016, 1017, 1018, 1026, 1027, and 1037, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith HCR 1006, in which the Senate has concurred. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 29, 58, and 65, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1010, requesting the Committee on Government Operations and Audit to conduct hearings relating to the operations of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. The Speaker has waived the committee referral. Representative Luss moves that House Bill 1003 be referred from the Committee on Education to the Committee on Appropriations.
Those in favor of the Luss motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Luss moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Ag and Natural Resources on House Bill 1068 and 1076 and of the House Journal and on Health and Human Services on House Bill 1092 and on Taxation on House Bill 1069 and 1086 and Local Government on House Bill 1074 found on pages 170 through 173 of the House Journal be adopted.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. First reading of House bills. We'll have four people reading on top of each other the titles of the House bills that were introduced today. Under Article 3, Section 17 of the Constitution, each bill must receive two readings in each chamber. This will be the first reading of these House bills.
House Bill 1204, an act to include certain court fines in a school district's local effort for purposes of the state aid to general education formula and to establish the per student allocation for school fiscal year 2016. House Bill 1205, an act to create the school district tax revenue fund and to revise the distribution of certain tax revenues to school districts. House Bill 1206, an act to authorize the payment of lease rental obligations to the South Dakota Building Authority by the Bureau of Finance and Management to make an appropriation, therefore, and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1207, an act to repeal certain provisions commonly known as the gag law prohibiting certain disclosure by a state agency of information concerning a private entity. House Bill 1208, an act to restrict access to certain waters that inundate private property.
Speaker assigns House Bill 1188 to State Affairs, 1190 to Taxation, 1191 to Appropriations, 1192 to Local Government, 1194 to Transportation, 1195 to Agriculture, 1196 to Commerce, House Bill 1197 Judiciary, House Bill 1198 Health, House Bill 1199 Judiciary, House Bill 1200 State Affairs, House Bill 1201 State Affairs, House Bill 1202 Appropriations, 1203 Appropriations, 1204 Appropriations, 1205 Taxation, 1206 Appropriations, 1207 Judiciary, 1208 Taxation, 1209 Taxation, 1210 State Affairs. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 29, an act to revise certain provisions in statute and administrative rules regarding the regulation of campground and the license fee for campgrounds, and to repeal administrative rules regulating primitive campgrounds, full-service campgrounds, limited-service campgrounds, and temporary campgrounds. Senate Bill 58, an act to provide for permits to be issued for certain harvest vehicles. Senate Bill 65, an act to revise and clarify voter eligibility for road district elections.
Speaker assigns Senate Bill 29 to Commerce, Senate Bill 58 to Transportation, Senate Bill 65 to Judiciary. Consent calendar items.
Senate Bill 1090, an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding county highways. House Bill 1120, an act to provide for alternative documentation of financial responsibility for vehicles. Senate Bill 30, an act to provide for the definition of an advanced practice registered nurse to remove certification as a function of the Board of Nursing in issuing a license to a certified registered nurse anesthetist and to change the Nurses Education Loan Assistance Program to a scholarship program. Senate Bill 56, an act to revise certain provisions regarding auditing standards used by the Department of Revenue. Senate Bill 57, an act to repeal certain provisions regarding the regulation of the trading stamp business.
The consent calendar bills, having had their second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question before the House is final passage of the consent calendar bills. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote. The doctor of the day today is Patricia Giebink from Chamberlain. She practices obstetrics and gynecology in Chamberlain and Madison. Prior to serving the Chamberlain and Madison community, she practiced in Sioux Falls. She received her medical degree from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine in 1987 and completed her residency at Indiana University in 1991. She's also a member of the South Dakota State Medical Association, and I believe she enjoyed a dome dog today. Doctor, are you here? There you are. She's in the back. Thank you very much.
Representative Otten, Rasmussen, Ring, and Romkema. Representative Otten. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 68 yeas, 2 excused.
The consent calendar bills, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Seeing none, titles are deemed correct. Second reading of House bills.
Representative Lust moves that House Bill 1019, 1081, 1094, 1058, and 1087 be deferred to Tuesday, February 4th, the 13th legislative day.
Those in favor of the Lust motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. Speaker signs an act to repeal certain outdated or unnecessary statutes and administrative rules pertaining to the Department of Public Safety. Speaker signs an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes related to the Department of Social Services. Speaker signs an act to revise certain provisions regarding the record-keeping process of child welfare agencies to the Department of Social Services. Speaker signs an act to provide for the transfer of the state's interest in the Webster National Guard Armory and underlying land to the City of Webster. Speaker signs an act to provide for the transfer of the state's interest in the Watertown National Guard Armory to the City of Watertown. Speaker signs an act to authorize the Transportation Commission to establish limited speed zones on non-state trunk highways under the jurisdiction of the Department of Transportation. Announcements. Representative Ring.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to bring to attention to the body two commemorations that are on the calendar today. It's a nice coincidence that these commemorations happen to come up on USD Day. The first recognizes Bethany Buell Fursick, who set a number of school and league records in the high jump, culminating in her becoming the first NCAA Division I national champion in USD history and in the history of the state of South Dakota. He was also named a Scholar Field Athlete of the Year by the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association. The second is Alexa Dooling, a graduate of Gregory High School, finished both baccalaureate and MBA degrees in 5 years at the University of South Dakota with a 4.0 GPA. She set a number of individual school records. In 2012, she earned second team All-America honors. She also qualified for the Olympic trials. In 2011, she was the Great West Conference Female Scholar Athlete of the Year. But in my opinion, her greatest accomplishment is that she received in 2013 the Walter Byers Postgraduate Scholarship from the NCAA. There are two of these scholarships given every year, one to a male and one to a female in the entire NCAA, all divisions. Not one to each division, but one for all three divisions. She's now attending medical school in Arizona. And no doubt the fact she was an economics major helped a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor of Economics. Representative Heineman.
Personal privilege?
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have here today two people very dear to my heart in the gallery. My wife, Libby, of almost 37 years, and my older brother, Larry.
Welcome.
Please stand. Thank you.
Further announcements? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and if I may, I have two announcements. First announcement is local government will be meeting Tuesday morning, 10 a.m., so don't forget. And the second announcement is a little bit to follow on yesterday. As you all know, Sunday, although the Packers are out of it, there is a Super Bowl game still being played. Many of you will probably enjoy a lot of food on Sunday, but save your appetite Monday night upon your return. Lutheran Memorial Church, right across the street here, will be having their Lutefisk Swedish Meatball Supper. I just want to remind you all that it's from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to commend the Tax Committee for all its hard work this week. As a result, you're going to get Tuesday off. We will reconvene next Thursday and get back after it. And I was so focused, Mr. Speaker, on my announcement that I forgot to clap when he mentioned that the Packers are not in the Super Bowl.
Representative Munsterman.
There will be a House Health Committee meeting 7:45 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Thank you, Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We do have a House Ag Tuesday morning, 7:45. Thank you.
Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be House Transportation at 10 a.m. in room 413 Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Holly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Joint Appropriations, 8 o'clock. We have Board of Regents, and I think we're getting together a little bit ahead of that, so we'll see you bright and early.
Very good. Any other announcements? Seeing none, Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Those in favor of adjourning will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
We are adjourned.